Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts.
All right. Hello, everyone. We're back. My name is Cruz Romero. I'm the Director of Communications with the Student Assembly Board of Directors, and we're live here at the APTA Media Center at APTA Next. So I'm joined by Lisa McLaughlin.
Hi, Cruz.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
Good.
So you're a little nervous. It's live. How do you feel?
Nervous.
Yeah. No, we're going to do great. We're going to do great. So
okay.
APTA Next, it's going. It's happening.
It's definitely happening.
It's been great thus far. Yeah.
Yep. Lots of energy.
Lots of energy here. Mm-hmm. One more thing that's coming up later on this year.
National APTA, Student Conclave.
National
right.
Student Conclave.
Right.
So a very, very exciting time. It's mm-hmm. the conference to go if you're a student.
I think so.
Yeah. It's the most highly attended. Well, between that and CSM, is it the most highly attended student conference? Which one is better?
For students, I would say, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, between 900 and 1,200 students a year attend National Student Conclave.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah.
So for all of the students out there that haven't heard, that don't know much about it, what is the National Student Conclave?
So National Student Conclave is about 2.5 days of programming. We try to mix it up a little bit every year. Sometimes the content for our tracks will be more clinical. Most times it's more while you're in school, preparing to graduate kind of content.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, getting our students ready to be physical therapists and physical therapist assistants.
Yeah.
Getting them networking with each other. It's a great opportunity to meet some of APTA's leaders.
Right.
And just to make them excited about the profession, about the association, and to show students that we value them and their membership, and we hope they stay engaged.
Awesome. I love that. So this year it's in Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
October
19th through the 21st.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. So very, very exciting. Now, the reason we bring that up is because you actually do a lot of work with that, right? Can you tell us a little
bit
about that?
Yeah. So it's one of the primary things that I do in my work at APTA. So we start planning very heavily right after CSM.
Yeah.
We put a call out for content for sessions that we think we might want to offer students at National Student Conclave based on feedback from the previous year.
Okay.
And then the submissions come in. I work with a project committee of students who are appointed by the board, the Student Assembly Board, and they basically help me select the content that's been submitted.
So basically you start for the upcoming National Student Conclave, the second the last one ends.
Pretty much,
It's just an always on. But you're always looking for other sites and locate. Like, you're planning that well.
A couple of years ahead, preferably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, you're not a physical therapist.
No, I'm not.
And you're on APTA staff.
Yes, I have been for about 16 years.
16 uh-huh. years. So now, there's a lot of APTA staff that aren't physical therapists.
Most aren't.
Most aren't.
Yes, yeah. I think we have 13 PTs on staff, one PTA.
Wow.
And the rest of the 185 staff are non-PTs and PTAs.
I think that's important for students to know, because you'd think that, you know, our professional organization is ran by physical therapists. But, I mean, obviously there's the House of Delegates, which we just finished, and a huge delegation all made up by physical therapist assistants,
mm-hmm.
As well as the board of directors who are physical therapists. But APTA staff are not physical therapists.
Correct.
Yeah. So now, how do you think that strengthens our profession, our society, our association, all of that? I'm really curious to hear your perspective on it.
Yeah, I'm proud to work with so many people on staff who have expertise in areas that perhaps our members don't. Social media, production.
Yeah.
We have a staff artist. We have staff with expertise in marketing, PR. We have lobbyists on staff, advocating for the profession. Association management, we've got, folks on staff who are experts in that. And I think that, staff is, we've got continuing education opportunities in the niche areas that we work in as well.
Yeah.
So while you all are out healing people. We're back in Alexandria, hopefully getting the word out about physical therapy and helping to make your lives better and the volunteer work that you do for the association. Hopefully we make that more fun and more rewarding for you as well.
Yeah, it means a lot to me to hear you say that. So many of us, you know, are trying to do what we can for our profession, right? But to know that someone not in physical therapy feels just as passionately about our profession and is working for our profession. So that's incredible.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So now, other than the National Student Conclave, what are some of the other roles and things that you oversee at APTA?
Yeah, I'm also the staff liaison for the PTA caucus. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of fun. So that's six delegates and then a representative from each state that get together and, you know, are the representative body for our physical therapist assistant members.
Yeah.
And I'm also the executive director for the Student Assembly Board.
That's right.
Which I've been doing since about 2007. And I love it. I think I've got the best job at APTA.
Yeah.
But don't tell anybody.
Yeah. So what excites you about that? What drives you to continue coming back and working with students and the PTA caucus and the National Student Conclave? Like, why that?
The growth that I see in the Student Assembly Board every year is extremely rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, I work with a brand new set of 10 students every year. Mm-hmm. They're elected at National Student Conclave. And it's fun to teach them about the organization and then to see the growth in the individuals.
Right.
The PTA caucus was brand new for me. I didn't have much experience working with our physical therapist assistants, so that's actually been an amazing learning opportunity for me.
Right.
You know, how they run their meetings, their governance structure, and things that I can do to help them move their initiatives forward. It's just all very rewarding. And the National Student Conclave is just the most fun.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got to come.
Yeah.
See for themselves.
Everyone has to come. Now, we just had an initiative, APTA 100K, where if students either become a member or renew their membership, they can get a free registration too.
That's right.
So now APTA is doing, you know, trying to do quite a bit to get students out to conferences, because I think one thing that the APTA does really, really well, and this is just, you know, thank you, just, is conferences.
I agree.
This is where we really, you know, get students excited. We revitalize that passion for our profession. So
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I think attending an APTA conference is an awesome way to engage and to meet people, and like you just said, to see the work that's being done by our volunteers and by staff as well.
Right. Awesome. Well, everyone, thank you so much for your time. Lisa, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Cruz. This is fun.
Absolutely.
Well, why was I so nervous?
Yeah, I don't know.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for next 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.